Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Jampro looking to boost investments in the agriculture sector. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Jamaica. The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica's search for oil and gas is moving forward. In March 2018, exploration company Tullow Oil will conduct the first ever 3D seismic survey in the waters off Jamaica's south coast. A survey vessel will capture detailed 3D images of rock layers beneath the seafloor to identify potential oil and gas reservoirs. If the results are positive, the next phase could involve the drilling of an exploratory well. For more information, visit the PCJ's website at pcj.com.
Agriculture is ripe for investment. This was the main message at the launch of the Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO's Agricultural Information Forum, held Tuesday, March 13 at the Terra Nova Hotel in Kingston. The function saw farmers, agro-processors, agriculture enthusiasts, and other stakeholders in attendance, all seeking to learn about potential opportunities they may exploit to further develop the sector.
Agriculture accounts for 7% of GDP in Jamaica. So a lot of times, the GDP of Jamaica sinks or swims relating to the movement of agriculture. When you take into account value-added products, including agro-processed goods, the contribution of the sector rises to 12% of GDP.
President of JAMPRO, Diane Edwards. Key participating entities were the Agro Investment Corporation, the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, the Tourism Linkages Network, the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, the Development Bank of Jamaica, and the National People's Cooperative Bank of Jamaica.
We are excited about agriculture at JAMPRO. We want all the government agencies to be together in fostering this approach to agriculture. We really need to all be operating in sync with agriculture because this is really critical to the country's future.
Presentations from government agencies showcased export market opportunities from the demand side, opportunities in agri-technology, financing options for agricultural activities, tips for marketing agriculture products locally and overseas, and accessing government initiatives and programs to support the sector. Representatives from private sector company Grace Agroprocessors also shared how they successfully employ contract farming to grow their business. Calling Farmers sought the reactions of persons in attendance. Here are some of the responses.
I find it enlightening and interesting.
Excellent forum, man. You know, we need more of this forum for the farmers, other stakeholders in the agriculture sector.
Very informative. I really love the information that I got, and I'm really going to improve on what I'm doing.
Similar sessions are to be held in coming months. Over the next few weeks, we will be sharing highlights from the presentations at the forum. Stay tuned to Calling Farmers to be in the know. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the Clarendon 4-H Club's Parish Achievement Expo has been rescheduled from Thursday, March 15 to Wednesday, March 21 on the grounds of the Denby High School. The event begins at 9 a.m. The official ceremony begins at 10 a.m. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Big tree na cut down with one blow. Translation, one blow is not sufficient to cut down a large tree. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, perseverance is the key. A similar meaning is, success takes time. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs.
Hey, you. Yes, you, sir, with the canned beef and you, little miss, with the mango and salt. Go easy upon the salt for me, please. It tastes good, don't. But guess what? A hit CM1 go raise up your blood pressure.
This message was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.